Okay, Johnny Rabbit on the radio with you tonight. Nick Charles is here in a minute. Well, in a minute or two, it'll be here. 20 minutes, he'll be here. And he'll be playing records like Dusty Springfield, Bob Dylan, Paul Anka, the Bee Gees, Marvin Gaye. Just looking over the list here. Remember Snap Your Fingers by Joe Henderson? Beatles in the Name Game and Jose Feliciano and David Ruffin, the Casinos. This goes on and on. As a matter of fact, goes on all night at KXOK.
June 20th, 1981. Goodyear Eco Street tires, shaved to racing depth, take to the track at Nelson Ledges for one of the year's toughest endurance tests. And after 24 hours of competition against seven other tire manufacturers, only the Eagle MCT took every class it entered, including the overall win. The high-performance, black-on-black, race-winning Eagle MCT Street Radials at your Goodyear store or dealer. Eagle MCT. Tamed for the streets, but far from tame.
Well, Al Archer's weather, I hope he's ready. Al?
Good evening. Our weather forecast for the Gateway City. We're in a fair to partly cloudy, typical warm, humid summertime weather pattern through Wednesday. With overnight low temperatures in the low 70s, daytime highs will be near 90 tomorrow and about the low 90s for Wednesday. Winds will be light easterly through tomorrow. Today's high at Lambert was 85. From the KXOK Weather Center, this is meteorologist Alan Archer.
Thank you, Alan Archer. It's 81 at Salem's 2020 Music World. Have you heard it? Listen, Saturday or Sunday morning. Saturday at 6 a.m., that's too early. Listen, Sunday at 10, that's a lot better. It's on KXOK, the music leader, 2020 Music World. Listen for it this weekend. KXOK. Hooray! 1970 was the year for this one. Great, it's Clearwater. Rabbit is with you in KXOK. It's 9:45. Did the Veil Prophet make money at the fair? We'll find out then.
Long as I remember me.
KXOK, this is the Rabbit Show that you are listening to. It's 13 minutes until, 10 o'clock already? Then the time machine will begin. Starting off with Hot Fun in the Summertime and some Leslie Gore music and all that with Nick Charles tonight.
Kathy Rigby for the freshness of Stay Free Deodorant Maxi Pads.
Hi, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is now they're Stay Free Deodorant Maxi Pads. Stay Free Deodorant Maxi Pads are a comfortable full-size protection, plus a little extra to help keep you feeling fresh.
So what's the bad news, Kathy?
Well, if you haven't tried Stay Free Maxi Pads, now you'll have a tough time choosing. Regular, super, or Stay Free Deodorant Maxi Pads. The full-size pads filled with freshness.
KXOK, this is Johnny Rabbit. I had somebody call in a great question we'll be using tomorrow at KXOK.
Say you'll be mine. Say you'll be mine.
KXOK, what's the name of the bowling alley that's on the second story of a building in Maplewood? First caller with the right answer will be a winner of a quart of Peabody ice cream. I'm KXOK. Name of the bowling alley, second story of a building in Maplewood. Do you know? I'm KXOK.
Who draws the crowd and plays so loud? Maybe it's the...
Johnny Rabbit, we're in Maplewood tonight. What's your name, sir?
Roger Reeves.
Roger, you get a quart of Peabody ice cream because you knew about the bowling alley and pool hall, too, that's up there on the second floor of that building on Sutton in Maplewood. What's the name of it?
Saratoga Lane.
Saratoga Lane. You ever go up there to bowl?
Oh, yeah.
It's a good place, huh?
Right, right. Good lane.
They still got those pool tables up there?
I think so, yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate your calling. Thanks very much for calling KXOK. Bye.
Bye-bye.
KXOK Air Supply with the Rabbit.
Now the night has gone. Now the night has...
KXOK, that's it tonight for the Rabbit, Nick Charles, and the Time Machine coming up with lots of great music here on KXOK. And I'll see you tomorrow night. Our trivia topic is going to be about potato chips in St. Louis. On KXOK St. Louis, we've grown up together.
The request from Union Electric for an emergency $2.8 million rate increase was delayed today by the Missouri Public Service Commission. UE wanted to hike bills to about 360 steam customers by 28%. The commission will hold hearings November 2nd on a permanent rate increase. Coming up on 10 o'clock, I'm Bob Shea for KXOK News. The governor is not sure the state of Missouri can manage to pay the price tag for St. Louis school desegregation. A federal judge in St. Louis called on 39 school districts in three counties to participate in a voluntary plan for desegregation of the city's schools, with the state paying much of the freight. It's a long way from the general elections of 1982, but a Republican in the state of Illinois has thrown his hat into the race for treasurer. Former Illinois House Speaker W. Robert Blair announced today and said he asked Governor Thompson not to oppose him. He was beaten by a Thompson-supported candidate in the 1978 controller's primary election. If you live in a mobile home, your furnace could be a poison hazard. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has made the manufacturers of Miller brand gas furnaces repair all flue pipes because of corrosion problems. Janelle Stock with the Illinois Department of Public Health says 19 deaths from carbon monoxide poisoning have been blamed on the furnace.
The way they identify whether or not they have the MMG model, they open the door and determine whether or not the large vertical flue pipe is about 5 inches across. And if it is, then they're supposed to call the manufacturer's toll-free number, and then the firm will arrange for a free installation of a new flue pipe.
That toll-free number is 1-800-253-3874. The people who organized the Vail Prophet Fair on the St. Louis Riverfront last weekend are not sure whether or not they'll end up in the red or the black. Although the rain canceled many of the events, the concessions did well when the sun was shining. The final figures are not in yet. Three-fourths of the $1.4 million the fair cost came from program ads and from sponsors and was pledged or collected before the fair ever started. Sports and weather following NBC News.
NBC News, I'm Ann Taylor. It's been heard before, but once again, there are dire predictions about the Social Security program. According to a new cabinet-level report, the retirement fund could run out of money by the end of next year, unless taxes are raised or benefits are cut.